Hello and welcome to the Nottingham Podcast. In today's installment, we are going to discuss potential updates to current ETF regulation. At the end of June, the SEC met to propose the much-awaited ETF rule, which, if adopted, would ultimately reduce the time and expense needed to launch new ETFs. So we're joined today by CEO Kip Meadows. Kip, let's jump right into it. From your perspective, what does the ETF rule entail? What are some of the most important aspects of the rule?
Really, what the bottom line of the change is that the ETFs will now be just like open-end mutual funds. So if you have an existing series trust set up, it will be very straightforward and simple to add a new series or new fund, in this case a new ETF, to an existing series. If you want to set up a new series, it will still be a longer process, but the real short answer is that it will make ETFs much more like traditional open-end mutual funds as far as the registration process goes.
So stepping back a bit, if the rule were to get fully adopted, how might this rule impact the ETF industry as a whole?
It will make it so that it'll be much easier for an investment advisor to be the advisor to an ETF fund or series of funds, whereas in the past few years, it has been much more difficult to be the actual advisor. Most investment advisory firms needed to be the sub-advisor under a advisor who had the exemptive order. Taking the exemptive order process out of the mix really just reduces a layer of expense and a layer of bureaucracy in a way.
So now you mentioned the exemptive order, and traditionally exemptive relief is something that's associated with white label firms like Nottingham. So how might this ruling impact white label issuers in particular, and how do you see their role evolving?
We didn't coin the term white label. We've been doing the same thing for open-end funds for 30 years now. This is our 30th year. So what we have been doing for open-end funds was helping set up new funds under an existing series or new funds under a new series trust. So ETFs will really be handled the same way by us. Unless an investment advisory firm wants to set up their own back office, compliance manuals, all of the administrative and back office functions that go with operating a mutual fund, it will really be the same thing as what we have been doing for the last 30 years. Some of the firms that have been helping advisors set up their own ETFs in the industry over the last few years have basically been marketing their service to get an ETF in business. So I think it'll affect them a little bit more than it will us. Our whole approach has been to make it easy for the advisor to operate after the fund is up and going. The registration process is really just one piece of the puzzle.
So can you speak to that a little bit more, the rest of the puzzle per se, after the registration process? What are some ways white labels will continue to provide value?
There are two steps to being in the fund business. The first process is getting up and going. You have to start. The registration process and helping a firm navigate from just having an idea to getting a fund ready to sell to the investing public, to your potential shareholders, is a big part of the process, but it's really only one part of the process. When you set up any new business, are you going to set up all of the back office functions yourself, or are you going to partner with somebody who's got those relationships already? So to operate a mutual fund or an ETF, you need to know who's a good law firm to work with, who are good accounting firms to work with, who custodians. For ETFs, you need to have relationships with APs and market makers. So what we can continue to help with is having those relationships in place and really leveraging the investment advisory firm's time. They could go out and learn all this themselves, but they can save a lot of time by piggybacking on the relationships we built over the last 30 years.
Sure. And speaking of relationships, would you say that this rule is going to make the industry even more competitive and underscore the need for those contacts in the field?
I would think so, because it's a path of lesser resistance. So it will be an easier process and a shortened time process to get into the ETF business for an investment advisory firm that wants to add. And those firms that know how to help investment advisory firms navigate from A to Z, there are only a handful out there, but I think it will create competition as to who can provide that service to the best or with the highest comfort level for the advisory firm.
Perfect. Thanks, Kip. Is there anything else that you'd like to add with regards to the ETF ruling?
I'm glad to see it becoming more of a standardized process. It really makes the decision as to whether an open-end fund or an ETF is the best solution for an advisory firm. It just makes it a little bit more straightforward. You're just comparing delivery mechanisms rather than comparing also the ease of registration. So making the registration process more similar and parallel, I think, is going to be a positive.
Well, that about does it, Kip. The proposed rule is now undergoing a 60-day comment period, giving the public a chance to weigh in on its provisions. For more updates on the rule, as well as the ETF industry, be sure to check out our website at www.nottinghamco.com.